Blabbersan.
Blabbersan.
Blabbersan. Blah blah blah.
This podcast is not suitable for children or those who are easily disturbed. Spoiler warning for whatever is in the title of this episode.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share and subscribe. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to the horrorofbabylonpodcast@gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible and all other major podcast apps.
Welcome to The Blobathon, episode 2, where we discuss Beware the Blob. I am Ryan, and with me, as always, is the Daniel. Say hello.
Blah, blah, blah.
And thank you to our patrons, Abigail the First Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, and
Logan,
the Full Metal Patron.
And Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming, which is sponsoring this episode because they are at the $25 tier, which means we do 2 movie episodes for them per month. You can visit them at the Morgantown Mall in Morgantown, West Virginia, or at the Mall at Robinson in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and say hello to Ronald III, the Blob of Christmas.
I'm just picturing a big blob with his face now.
The only trigger warning I want to give is some people get really upset by animals getting killed in movies. So
and that happens.
That happens multiple times. And neither of us had seen this before.
They kind of lead you to believe that some kids died, but then they kind of like, they scooted back on it.
I was actually mad about that.
Yeah, I was actually mad that they scooted back.
Yeah, I was.
I was like, that was my king. They had some balls.
I made a note that I'm going to give this movie props. It kills cats, it kills dogs, it kills children, it kills the handicap.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, maybe not kids, but... Yeah. I mean, presumably it killed some kids, but it never shows it.
The vampires are pure myth, superstition.
I may be able to bring you proof that the superstition of yesterday can become the scientific reality of today.
All right, so jumping into background, this movie is also known as The Blob 2 or The Blob Returns. I think it's more
Son of the Blob.
More commonly known as Son of Blob. It had a budget of an estimated $150,000.
Much money.
Well, it's a comparable amount of money to the first one, which had $110,000.
The first one looked a million times better.
I don't know. Like, I thought the blob itself looked a little better in this movie, but...
I'm just talking... All the characters looked like they were on grainy footage to me when I'm sitting here watching this.
I didn't really have that impression. Maybe it's not a fair comparison. I thought it looked better than Ring Kazanbon.
Okay, that's fair.
But Ring Kazanbon was filmed on video.
It was literally filmed on video.
But it's also like 25 years after this was made, so it doesn't look great. I agree with that. Its box office take has not been published. It was directed by Larry Hagman. This was the only movie he ever directed.
What?
He directed some amount of TV, including episodes of I Dream of Jeannie and Dallas. When he was casting this movie, he was literally going to his neighbors and asking them if they wanted to get blobbed. And several of the people in this movie are his neighbors.
That explains the acting.
The screenplay was co-written by Anthony Harris, and this is his only writing credit, and Jack Woods, and this is one of his 2 writing credits. The other is a movie called Equinox, and Son of Blob and Equinox were paired together in drive-ins as a double feature. Jack Woods actually has more credits in the sound department, and he worked on the original Star Trek movies.
I kind of want to watch Equinox so I know who to lay more of the blame at for my enjoyment of the film.
Me, personally, I think my main issue is writing. I do want to point out we don't normally credit cinematographers, but the cinematographer of this movie was Dean Cundey, who worked on Halloween, The Thing, all three Back to the Future movies, and Jurassic Park. So, you know, some of the most celebrated movies of all time. So this movie was originally intended to release in December of 1971. The marketing department decided to hold it back and release it in the summer of 1972 to go after the drive-in audience, which we don't know how this movie did. I imagine it did badly, but I'm guessing it probably did better as a summer movie than it would have as a December movie.
Especially as a double feature.
Yeah, in drive-in. And then that helps echo back to the first one that did so well as a drive-in movie. Yeah. And this is the first time the name Son of Blob was used. When it was released in drive-ins, I don't know if it's the initial or re-release, it was paired with Equinox, which was Jack Woods' other film, and it was named Son of Blob. It did hit television in 1974. There was a double feature DVD released with the original film where this movie was titled Son of Blob, and it has a Blu-ray release that came out in 2016.
I can get Son of Blob, but I can't get Ring Cosmopon.
Well, this is an American film, so...
I guess.
Yeah. It's always easier to release something that's domestic as opposed to something you have to import and buy the license for.
And that's that. Another story in the classic infallible three-act structure. Good enough for Aristotle, good enough for The Simpsons.
Mr. Sizlak, I have a feeling there's going to be one more act to this story.
Well, I'm not hanging around for that. Four acts.
Structure and themes. So, in terms of structure, it's basically the same. High-level beats, it's basically the same movie as the original.
Yeah. Except it has, like, a lot more random...
Randomness.
Because they kind of, like hop around a lot show the blob doing shit.
There are more, like, vignettes.
Yeah, they're like, I want to show the blob killing someone like this. Which, I guess, on paper sounds good.
I think that... One of the criticisms I've seen of the original movie is that the blob isn't in it enough, and there's a lot of dialogue between the teens and the cops that maybe some people may have gotten bored with. Mm-hmm. And the blob is in a large portion of this movie and kills a lot of people.
They do show the blob a lot, and they do show it killing people.
Yeah. In terms of themes, and again, it really just recycles all the themes from the original, though... Not as effectively.
Yeah.
Teens versus cops.
Cops are so bumbling.
Yeah. Oh, the cops are so bad.
Oh, you almost shot me.
It was so bad. It portrays, like, the culture of 70s teenagers.
Yeah, like the hippies.
Yeah, in the same way it did 50s teenagers in the original.
I'm sitting here wearing my jean jacket right now with my fucking long hippie hair, and I'm like, oh, I would have fit right in.
Yeah. Actually, the guy with the glasses who had the camera,
yeah,
that struck me as you.
Thank
like
you.
Right off the bat. That like obnoxious guy at the party who has his camera and he's not talking to any of the girls and he's just shoving his camera in people's faces. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, you're right. Especially college, Daniel.
Yeah, not you now so much as college.
Yeah, I get it.
It was funny. Also, obviously, small town horror, just the same as the original. It's a horrible thing descends on a small American town, unsuspecting people. And then, of course, it also continues the Boy Who Cried Wolf theme, where the teenagers figure it out and they're trying to let everybody know and nobody believes them.
I saw something on him.
That's the he's just a little dog Steve of this movie.
I can't remember any of these characters' names, so I'm gonna be calling them like main girl, main boy.
I wrote down their names.
Okay.
Lisa and Bobby.
Okay, so Lisa.
He was on him.
Yeah.
He was on Black Guy.
I can't remember. Who kept the blob in his fridge?
He dug it up. One of his guys on his crew dug it up with a bulldozer. So he just shoves it in his freezer because it says stay, keep frozen.
Hey, who dug it up in the permafrost? I'm gonna keep it in the freezer. Like, are you a scientist?
So,
like, what's going on?
On that character, really quick. I had a good time watching this movie. I laughed throughout a lot of it.
I felt like I would have had a better time if I was with you.
I think I was in a good mood, which helped. But it all started with that character where, like, it cuts away to his wife and she's just talking nonstop. And then it cuts to him and he's pouring all... He dumps a vase and he's pouring all his beers into this vase. It cuts away, it cuts back, and he has this giant vase full of beer and he's just pouring it into his mouth. And I just laughed so hard, and then I continued to laugh throughout the movie. It's not a good movie, but I had a good time watching it.
I'm glad you did.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Okay, so let's jump into characters. For me, the primary flaw of this movie is there are no real characters, there are no sympathetic characters, there's no character development, there's no growth, there's nothing that makes you care.
What about the guy who keeps getting his property damaged? No. You kids ran into my stuff.
No. I mean, no.
He's still bitching about that when the blob is, like, killing people.
After the blob is killed, he hops out of the box and he's like, nobody is leaving here until I know who's going to pay for this. And, like, who is going to pay for this? You think your insurance agent is just going to show up and go, oh, yeah, we cover the blob.
We cover blobs.
Don't worry, you're covered. What an ass. But that's, like, the point. Like, horror movie characters don't necessarily have to be likable. But when 98% of the characters in a movie are totally obnoxious, it hurts.
Yeah.
And a lot of these characters were just simply annoying. Like, they talked too much. They said stupid things.
This version of the sheriff.
Yeah, the sheriff was such a prick. Yeah. Which actually I liked the stinger ending with him getting killed by the blob.
What?
But yeah, he was a total prick, which is in total contrast to the original film where I don't know if he was the sheriff or if he was the police chief or whatever, but Dave, the main cop, he was just like the good guy.
Yeah, I'm good cop.
But yeah, I mean, to me, the main, if I could consolidate it to one thing, it's that there are no real characters and the people in this movie are mostly obnoxious.
Yeah.
Four characters, there's a huge cast in this movie.
There's so many.
So many people. All I have is, I have our two main characters, which are Lisa Clark, played by Gwen Gilford, and Bobby Hartford, played by Robert Walker. And then, so we'll talk about them, and then we'll talk about anybody else that jumps out.
Things on my car.
She's like my least favorite characterization of a protagonist, just constantly hysterical. And I'm not criticizing her, like the person herself, for being scared. Like, I would probably be hysterical too, but that's her entire character.
Yeah.
Is just screaming and panicking.
I wanted to give you a good birthday.
I had a great birthday.
Yeah.
And then Robert Walker was okay, but he's not Steve McQueen.
No, who is Steve McQueen?
Only Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen is Steve McQueen.
So, I mean, that's a hard act to follow, so I guess props to him for trying.
But he's not Mr. Blue Eyes.
No, oh my god, no. Were there any other, like, characters in this movie that jumped out at you as being good or bad?
There is that one fat dude who got arrested.
The Russian guy?
Yeah.
That was another time where I laughed for like a full 60 seconds when he like throws his dog at the blob. He's in the bathtub with his dog. The blob starts coming in under the door. He like shoos his dog out of the tub. It's like, go take care of that. And he bails out the window, leaves his dog to die, and goes running down the street naked. I thought it was so funny. I'm sorry. People are going to think I hate dogs. I don't.
You're the anti-Dean Koontz. You'd kill all the dogs.
I thought he was funny. I'm guessing you didn't think he was that funny.
I didn't think he was funny. Again, I probably would have had a better time if I was sitting there watching it with you. Part of it's probably because we just watched The Blob. Which so I'm like, man, I wonder what the follow-up's like.
Very poor.
Yeah. And I'm also like a super big fan of the remake. That should be our pre-show for the remake. The Ring remake is the top 5 remakes.
Okay. For the American Ring?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So like top 5 best remakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
sure.
I thought the scout leader was so annoying.
At least he died.
He did. I wish you would have seen it.
Yeah.
And I was legitimately upset that they didn't kill all the scouts, because I was at least going to give it props for that.
There are a few things that I hate in movies more. Whenever I think they make, or books even, I talked about this with Watchers, where I think they make a ballsy decision,
mm-hmm,
and then they just don't.
Yeah. And it would have been fine. Like, I'm not going to criticize, I'm not going to walk out of a movie and go, man, I wish that movie killed more children. But if you
later you on.
Yeah. And then, like, because that would have at least been something to talk about.
It almost struck me as, like, a reshoot. Like, someone said, hey, we can't kill all the kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's very possible.
That's possible. Like, I have no evidence of that, but I'm sitting there, like, the only thing that I can think of is, like, executive producer or producer came up and went, hey, they're going to give you an X rating if they think you killed a bunch of kids, even if you didn't show it.
My only pushback on that is I don't know if any producers were that involved with this movie, but I don't know.
Yeah, especially after all the hiring of the neighbors. Because that seems like something a producer would go, fam.
Yeah, no. But they'll be free. I'm like, all right, maybe.
I guess it depends on like what their like marketing strategy was.
So there's exactly one character I felt sympathetic for in this movie.
Okay.
And it's because of one moment and one look on his face. And it's the black deputy. We're going to watch just a chunk of this scene real quick.
Okay.
He's so upset. Let's look at that face again. He's so upset.
That's why I'm the sheriff and you're the deputy.
He's like, my feelings are hurt. Watch.
That's why I was the sheriff and you was the deputy.
He's so upset!
Okay.
Kill you all! I'll drive you crazy, and I'll kill you all! I'm every nightmare you ever had. I am your worst dream come true. I'm everything you ever were afraid of.
I wonder how much it hurts to get killed by the blob.
It may not hurt at all. I don't know.
I don't know. That one black dude screamed a lot.
He did, but that may have just been out of fear. I don't know. Scary shit, is this movie scary?
No. What's your favorite kill in this?
I thought the drunk guys in the barn.
That one's pretty good. I like the barbershop.
I like the barbershop too. I love how he put him backwards to shampoo his hair and boom, just smacks his head into the blob.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. Like, it had a lot of little fun moments that I enjoyed. Like,
they were just kind of random.
Yeah. I think with a tighter script and better directing, it could have been a decent movie.
Yeah.
And maybe a better cast, but not even that. Because, what I liked about the cast is I think that even though there's just not a lot of great actors in this movie, they all seemed like they were having fun with it. They were just kind of hamming it up, and
I almost feel like if you would have filmed this as like just a straight comedy, am I like if you would have cocaine bared it?
I thought they did.
I think there were some parts where they were trying to be scary or like ominous, like when they showed all the kids sleeping bags.
Yeah, I guess that was a little ominous, and honestly, that was the only thing where I was kind of like, ooh, good job, Blob.
Yeah, I was checking out of the movie, and then that scene happened, and I was like, oh, wait a minute,
yeah.
Maybe I can check back in for a minute.
So I just have some notes from the wiki about how they did the blob differently, because I did think the blob looked good. I liked how they used the blob, and obviously it's all practical effects because it's 1972.
I will give them credit for practical effects, even though they didn't have a choice.
Yeah. In the 1958 film, it's a lot of silicone dyed red.
Mm-hmm.
Then... which they had to stir it constantly to give it the right consistency to get it to move. So for this movie, they had a red dyed powder that they blended in water to kind of give it like a jello, like essentially jello.
Yeah.
Red powder plus water, stir, 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 stir until it's like a jello consistency.
Mm-hmm.
But they also, they had a bunch of different blobs depending on the scene. They used a large red plastic balloon. They had transparent red sheeting that was illuminated with a backlight.
I can't wait till we talk about the effects in the remake.
I've seen some still shots.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It looks It seems like...
I don't want to oversell it, because then you might enjoy it less, but I can't believe, like, how good it is. It's one of my favorite horror movies.
It seems like such a tonal shift from the first two.
It's, like, straight body horror.
Because the first one, it is a horror movie, but it's more like... kind of like a comedic, family-friendly horror movie.
It's spectacle. Like, yeah. How I said before, how theaters used to be like, hey, come and throw popcorn at the screen.
And this is more of like a stupid B-movie horror movie.
Yeah. This almost kind of struck me as like a straight-to-DVD sequel.
Ah! Oh my God, are you Stephen King?
No, I'm Dean Koontz.
Oh.
Kings and Koontz, for my King, like, I went through, like, a lot of things, but actually, I think what I'm just gonna say is just the bowling alley scene in general.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good as the movie theater scene from the original, but I think it's comparable. I enjoyed it. I think that is my King.
My King is the cat.
Oh, they killed the cat? Yeah.
No, the just the cat intro, because I got to stare at a kitten for, like, what, 5 minutes?
Felt like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it did feel like.
My secret king is actually avocado sandwiches. He mentions them 3 times.
They're pretty good.
And I laughed. I laughed so hard. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I woke back up once because I was laughing about avocado sandwiches.
Did he ask her to make you some?
No, we don't have any right now. Might get some tomorrow. And then my king, I mean, just... the characters in general, I think if we just had even one character that we really cared about, I think it would bump this movie up like a whole letter grade.
My Koontz is that they didn't kill the kids.
Yeah.
Because I was so, like, I
that would have helped.
I was so upset when the kids showed up. I was like, the one thing that kind of got me.
Okay, for rankings, I've already ranked mine. It's pretty low. Probably not as low as yours is going to be, but I have it at number 43 out of...
Oh my God, we've watched 43. Oh no, we've watched 51 things.
That includes the movie that we're discussing after this. It's in my bottom 10. It's pretty bad.
Okay.
I have it over Watchers and Phantoms. I don't even think it's necessarily better than those movies. I think I just had more fun watching it than I had with those movies.
Yeah, you know what's weird is I keep talking about how, like, we would have a better time. I'd have a better time if we watched some of these together.
Mm-hmm.
But we watched Phantoms together, and I still ranked it pretty low.
Yeah, it's pretty poopy.
I think this probably is better than Phantoms. I was going to put it above Phantoms because of Ben Affleck, but I don't know if I can do that. I did like it more than Horns. I liked it more than Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, mostly because of the practical effects.
Yeah.
I think your guess is right.
Your new number 41, below Uzumaki and above Phantoms. So just for Zombie Day, there's tons of nods to the original. We go blue in the face listing them all. The one I wanted to flag up is that they try to kill it with electricity first and then find out that it's weak to cold. But if you go through it, like, you'll just see countless references to the original movie. I wanted to mention the bowling alley in this movie is the same bowling alley as the one from Pulp Fiction. So, that's cool. Huh. They filmed in the same place. For homework, what is your ideal blob death scene? How would the blob kill you?
Okay, so I reach into my nightstand at night to get a condom, and I pull back the blob, and it eats my dick.
Beck saw an article earlier about urn sex toys. So when your significant other passes, you can have them cremated and inserted into a sex toy.
I want that.
I don't.
Ryan, I give you permission to turn me into a sex toy.
Okay, I won't. I absolutely will not.
Mail me to my ex-wife.
Mine is actually similar to yours. I'm on the toilet. All mine are toilet related.
Yeah.
And I run out of toilet paper, and I'm like trying to reach around under the sink to grab a roll of toilet paper, and I grab the blob and wipe my ass with it, and it kills me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yours is good too. I enjoyed yours. Question for the listeners: would you like to get blobbed? Reach out to us on our socials and let us know.
Do you remember when Nickelodeon used to like slime people?
I think they still do that.
I don't watch Nickelodeon anymore, so I don't know.
My kids watch Nickelodeon shows, but they watch them on streaming services, not on Nickelodeon, so I'm not really sure, but I feel like I've seen it somewhere.
I feel like we should get ourselves blobbed sometime, like being slimed. Yeah,
we could do that. I mean, we just get, like, some, like, red food dye, like some gelatin packets and mix it with some water.
It'd be like a less thick Jell-O.
Yeah, we could do that. For further reading, some horror movies that I felt like that are better, but had kind of a similar tone. Creepshow, The Mangler, Dawn of the Dead, just kind of silly, not really scary horror movies that you kind of just have a good time with.
If you absolutely need like a blob-related villain, I guess Phantoms.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what your draw is, it's like you like a big amorphous goo as your bad guy.
I would only really recommend Phantoms if you read the book and you're a completionist.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I still think that deserves a remake.
Or you're a Liev Schreiber fan and you're a completionist. Or Ben Affleck. Or a Peter O'Toole fan. Oh, yeah. Upcoming on The Horror of Babylon this Sunday, we are going to be doing Daniel's favorite horror movie of all time, The Ring from 2002, the American remake.
I cannot wait.
And then that Thursday, we're going to release The Blobathon Episode 3 with The Blob 1988. So we're doing two of your all-time favorite horror movies back-to-back there. And then we are kicking off Pet Cemetery.
I've just come to notice that most of my favorite horror movies are all remakes.
Yeah, which is weird.
It's The Thing, The Ring, and The Blob. They all have "the" in the title.
Did you see... I know the answer for some of these. Did you see all of those remakes before you saw the originals?
Yeah.
That probably has something to do with it.
I just think a lot of them are... about the only, like, remake that I've seen after the... I saw the original is probably, like, Let the Right One In.
I haven't seen either of those.
It's also a really good book. Hmm. Awful lot of pedophilia in it, though.
Yeah, you sure do like books about that. So the Sunday, May 21st, we are doing Pet Cemetery, and then the...
Blah, 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 blah.
All right, thank you to our patrons, Abigail the First Breaker Chains, Mother of Dragons, and...
Logan,
the Full Metal patron. And thank you to Forestman Comics and Gaming, which you can visit at the Morgantown Mall, Morgantown, West Virginia, or the Mall of Robinson in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And say thank you to Ronald the Third Blob of Christmas, who is the person who said yes to this Blobathon project of horribleness. And again, the reason we did this was because he wanted us to review this movie specifically, because this was the first movie that ever gave him nightmares as a child.
I can see that, like, if you saw this as a kid and you saw, like, somebody getting eaten by the blob.
I think literally any horror movie could freak out a child under the right circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of non-horror movies, like... One of the things that freaked me most out as a kid was the Dark Crystal, and still does a little bit to this day.
Yeah, puppets kind of do that to me.
It's the long shots where they like dress up a real person and like have them like going across like a rocky cliff, like
in that. That's far what away. Gets you. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, because it's like, no, it's a puppet, but that's a real person.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for watching. What's this movie called? Beware the Blob!
Son of Blob.
The Blob Returns, Blob 2. Thank you for watching that crap and recording with me. It was fun.
It was fun.
Alright, stay scary.
Stay scary, everybody.
And now for the obligatory socials. Please like, share, and subscribe. Follow Daniel at DStarSick on Twitter. Follow Ryan at Darth Daimyo on the Bluebird app. You can find the podcast on Twitter at HorrorPod69. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Slasher, and Goodreads. Become part of the Disturbed community by asking for the Facebook group and Discord links. Send dick pics to thehorrorofbabylonpodcast@gmail.com. Support the show at patreon.com/thehorrorofbabylon. In closing, you can let your friends know that The Horror of Babylon is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and all other major podcast apps. Stay scary.